We wanted a footy expert. We could only get the eighth immortal for it. Andrew Johns, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good to see you back, Joey.
I haven't seen you, Pagey, since we cleaned Matthew's beer fridge out.
Yeah,
at
that
eight
was
in the
good.
Morning.
That's right. Trish goes, "What's happening down there?" I said, "Darling, just stay upstairs. You don't want to know."
Well, I haven't seen you since the No BS lunch last year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going from there.
Joey, look, I want to straight off the bat, mate, you do work closely with Daly Cherry Evans and Kieran. And last night, revelations out that Daly Cherry Evans has had his offer withdrawn from the Manly club. Now, what can you tell us about this?
Well, I didn't know that clause was in there. I was quite surprised by it. I didn't know there was a deadline on Daly. I don't know whether it's pulled for good or whether it's just temporary, but I understand Jeff Toovey was on TV and he was quite taken aback also.
Yeah, look, my information on it, Joey, is it's not a veiled threat from Manly. As we all know, the reports last year out of Manly that Daly and a number of the players weren't getting on. Now, whether that was blown out of proportion, I don't know, but there's no doubt with the season only a week away, Joey, to see Daly walking into Titans headquarters and Cronulla headquarters is a bad look. It wouldn't have gone down well with Manly or his teammates. Just bad management.
It was managed poorly.
It was managed poorly.
Yeah. Because we've got Foran doing the same thing, like reportedly, but very covert about it.
Well, what's interesting about Foran is he's off contract as well. His management's obviously been talking to other clubs, but it's been done discreetly, and there's been no deadline on Foran. So I don't know. I mean, word going around is that, mate, it looks like Daly Cherry Evans could end up at the Sharks.
Wow.
That's the most likely destination. But, Joey, one way or another, what a big loss, if it is the case.
Well, it's a huge loss. And you know, he's probably a once-in-a-generation player. Now, halfback, there's hardly any halfbacks around. So I'm sure they've got a backup plan there at Manly. I know they've got some quality young juniors coming through, but they're, you know, 4 or 5 years off. So they'll have to go on the marketplace and probably buy a halfback.
Anyone going to beat Manly? Anyone going to beat, South Sydney this year, Joey?
Yeah, if I had to put some money on, which I'm not allowed to, I'd...
You can tell our listeners.
What are you boys laughing at?
No.
The Cowboys. I think it's the Cowboys' year. Mm. I have a look at their front row rotation with Tamo, Scott and Taumalolo. They're going to lay the platform, and then you got Thurston, who is untouchable at the moment.
And anything in store for ex-Manly now, Anthony Watmo, on Friday night from the All Pack?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how Anthony Watmo goes at Daly Cherry Evans. Everyone knows there was no love lost there, and Chock likes to attack halfbacks, from the blind side coming from that marketplace. So, be very interested to see.
It's going to be a great.
Is a real feeling towards Chock, because he said some. He said some. I mean, it was a slur on Jeff Toovey, and Toovey deserved better than that. Chock should know better. I mean, Brad Arthur, I reckon the Eels coach, would have been horrified by it, and also said a few things about the Manly club. It wouldn't have went unnoticed.
Not by the players. You know what it's like with the players. Mm. It's sort of water off a duck's back. I think it'll be spirited, but I think it's more with the ex-players at Manly. I play golf with a few of those guys, and they're taken aback from it. But from the players' point of view, I don't think they really worried them.